This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, well, none other than Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if this is the first time that you've listened to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I want you to understand that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We're the Christians and or the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the Christians or the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are the Christian patriots. Patriot means defined 1828 Webster's to uphold dying laws. It's exactly what Christ did. Read Psalm 40 and as well as in the New Testament, go to Hebrews 10. The laws were written in his heart and in his mind. And, of course, that's what he died on the cross for. Magnifying, well, if you look at the cross, it's twofold. How much God hated sin and how much God loved mankind and how much he was willing to send his only son to die on the behalf of mankind to be reconciled unto himself. Pretty awesome stuff, friends. But we wanted to let you know that we are them people, and I want to welcome you to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got that rocking right now, folks. If you'd like to go over there, as a matter of fact, homosexual HRC, Human Rights Commissioner, founder Terrence Patrick Bean, arrested for the rape of a 15-year-old boy. Check it out on the front page of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Him and his buddy that appointed him, you know him as none other than President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out Ohio School District Smackdown Atheists. And they get a pat on the back for it, of course, because they understand their law. Folks, you need to understand that if you know the laws of your constitutional republic and you're willing to stand till the end, that you're tried in the fire, keep in mind, if you don't bow, you don't burn. And if we even go over to Dagon in the book where it was concerning Phinehas and Hophnia and speaking of Eli, well, when they compromised the word of God, well, you know, war took place and men were destroyed and countries were destroyed. Nothing new under the sun. That's what happens to countries that depart from the living God. But in this particular case, the enemies, the Philistines, actually took the ark that had the Ten Commandments, God's moral law within it, and the Torah, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch, whatever you'd like to call it, and they brought it over to their house, and they brought it into the house of their gods, and that was their first mistake, and by the way, it was their last mistake, because Dagon, their god, their fish god, bowed to my daddy. And I want you to understand, they will always, the enemies of righteousness, will always bow to my daddy. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. By the way, we got an article up right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The late Robert Byrd, to remove God from this country will destroy it. Of course, we know that. What's the true story behind Thanksgiving from a 10-year-old? He just happens to be the producer of sonsoflibertyradio.com here. What do you think of that?
I think it's awesome.
Oh, when you got no Stephanie? We heard you, though.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, it's really true because so many times people celebrate Thanksgiving, and what do kids think, or what do adults think for that matter? They think, well, you know, I eat turkey and stuffing, and I watch the Thanksgiving Day parade, and I watch a football game, and that's Thanksgiving. No. What is the story behind it? What about the pilgrims? What about why were they celebrating? What did they eat? Why were they commemorating? Why did they fast before they did Thanksgiving? They were thanking the Lord for seeing them through and with the Indians and so on and so forth. But if you want to find the real true story of Thanksgiving and what's behind it, please do check out that article.
Little history.
Yeah, little history.
I think it's 400 words.
Yeah, and it's a great thing for you moms out there. Just print it off and read it to your kids. Thanksgiving Day, when you're all sitting around the table, read the story so everyone understands the true meaning behind why we celebrate. So Thanksgiving actually has meaning.
Absolutely. Folks, I also want to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I did say absolutely, just so you understand.
Yeah,
I didn't fumble over my words. Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I mean, so
are we actually going to have a day off tomorrow? Hopefully that might be the case.
A day off.
That would be Sabbath day. That would be new.
The Lord knew what he was talking about when he created that Saturday.
Of course he
does. Sabbath day, excuse me.
Obama on amnesty for illegals. I'm going to break the law until Congress agrees with me. Then I won't be breaking the law anymore. That's exactly right. By the way, that is arbitrary government. And that is how a tyrant acts. They act out by creating their own law. In other words, they destroy the Constitution of the United States and then they begin to reconstruct it in their own image. Folks, that is illegal. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States. They are impeachable. Remove them. If not, expect the worst, because that's exactly what's coming down the line. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes concerning homosexual HRC. Human rights founder Terrence Patrick Bean, who was arrested for the rape of a 15-year-old boy. But before I get to that, folks, I want you to go over to Facebook as well. Bradley Dean Double E, and or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio. Or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media as well. I think we got about 170, Chase, am I right in saying this? About 170,000 that are interacting on Facebook right now?
Yeah, at least. I mean, if you include the friends of friends of friends, I'm sure you can get much higher than that.
Friends of the friends of the friends of the friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
They say if you know four people.
Social networking.
That's right. That's a good idea. I like it.
I like it, too. What's a social networking? Can I have one?
Can you actually just picture this? A media resource that's actually telling people what the law states and where did that derive from and where did it, of course, where was its inception brought forth? Well, none other than the Bible.
That's right.
From the Father, through the Son, by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, we'd all be standing up saying,
amen,
bring it down, Brother Dean. Media blackout Ferguson converge on Obama's amnesty for illegal address. Folks, keep in mind that this is all attempt, and an attempt by none other than Al Sharpton, the criminal himself. By the way, he owes, what, $4.5 million in back taxes? Or Jesse Jackson, his son's in prison for what? Extortion? What was that? That other stuff. But these are the people that they're using, folks, to incite domestic insurrection in the United States of America. Know who they are, deal with them, and when you bring forth justice, you are going to have liberty. It's just that much. I also wanted to bring up this too, folks. Pop stars, the real legislators. It was Plato who said, let me make the songs of a nation. I care not for who makes its laws, for I will control its people. When you look at these little whores like Miley Cyrus and Madonna and Britney Spears and little Justin, I want to be somebody cool, and I don't know if I'm white or black. You know, we need to understand that these guys, you know, as Jesus rightly said, if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in a ditch. You need to understand that's why they're using these pop stars, friends, so they can legislate. That's why they had Madonna and Britney Spears how many years ago kissing on the front page of the paper, which went worldwide. And then they begin to what? Promulgate something called homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. Not going down that lane right now, friends, but just letting you know, pop stars, the real legislators,
yeah.
sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Go ahead.
If I can add to that, I would say, listen, if you don't believe us, go to your teen and say, listen, can you name me 10 pop stars that you like? And they'll rattle them off like boom, 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 boom. Say, can you name me, you know, 10 representatives?
They dress like them. They act like them.
And then ask them, then counteract that and say, can you name me 10 of your legislators in your state or that represent you?
Who is the first president of the United States?
Or
what is the Bill of Rights or the Declaration? I mean, don't worry about that. Just hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give that to you. Folks, also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Public school kids.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. America, they will always get away with what you let them get away with. Because they are just pro-con artists to the foolish, of course, that meditate not on the Word of God day and night. Because if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they never have to give you the right answers, right? For example, you know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. We know that the homosexuals love to put themselves in a victim position, right? They're the victims of everybody, and I'm still trying to figure out how that works. Yet when, in fact, you see it's not a shield that they're using, it's actually a spear behind the shield if you remove the shield. It's kind of like what Kevin Jennings said, the founder of GLSEN. As a matter of fact, he was Obama's Safe Schools czar, who was kicked out by the American people once they caught on to who he was. He was the guy that was responsible for writing a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. He was Obama's Safe Schools czar. And we know that his icon was Harry Hay. Harry Hay was an icon for an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. Their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. So we see that the apple does not fall too far from the tree. But my point is this. When we begin to understand the totalitarian methodology of this dangerous criminal administration as to what you're dealing with today, you need to understand if they're not playing the race card, which is only there to basically browbeat dissenters. You can just ask Trotsky, who was under Stalin's regime that actually created that methodology. That's why they use the race card constantly. You hate us for this, you hate us for that, you hate us this, that, and the other thing. Well, the fact of the matter is nobody hates anybody. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. It's not an issue of color. It's an issue of law. As a matter of fact, if you want to go back to Martin Luther King, he said, we're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. You know, but they seem to have forgotten that. But again, they know what they're doing, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, and the President of the United States of America that the American people tolerate. As if to say, you know, as if to suggest that he's playing games or something, when in fact you can see that he's not. He's a defiant criminal. But going back to the homosexual agenda, we know that Barack Hussein Obama has appointed over 225 radical homosexuals and transvestite to federal government positions in this country. Nothing new under the sun. They love to use these people because they're blinded to the truth. And the fact of the matter is the homosexual agenda is being used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. To contrast that, again, going back to John Adams, the second president of the United States, he said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. You get it? Cool. A moral people. And we can see that nothing they do is abiding by the law. They're at war with the law. And you can understand now why God calls it an abomination, not sin. And just to prove my point, it was just the other day that I was actually scanning through the internet to see what was going on in our world. And lo and behold, a man named Larry Brinken popped up before my eyes. And for those that do not know who Larry Brinken is, he's a gay rights activist. He's an icon. Brinken is a career lawyer. Wow. He's a career lawyer and a homosexual activist who was crowned by the homosexual community when he led the effort to legalize same-sex homosexual marriage in California. He's also the man that was making $135,000 per year working for the Human Rights Commission in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, the Board of Supervisors even established a Larry Brinken Week in February of 2010 in his honor. Oh, folks, just hold up a second. The fire is just starting to rise right now. But did you know that the San Francisco Weekly reported that Larry Brinken, San Francisco's well-known gay rights activist, appeared in court not too long ago where he pleaded not guilty to six felony charges of sending and receiving images of child pornography? The charge came 3 months after Brinken's 66th birthday. He was first arrested by San Francisco police. By the way, I also want to let you know, folks, we went right to the source. We actually called the San Francisco police to see what the update was concerning his crimes against children were. And what happened is I called live on radio. Once we got in, all of a sudden it went to a recording, and then I got a recording of the investigator, and I didn't know if it was a man or a woman. It was an effeminate man. You know, because you got to keep in mind, the men think they're women and the women think they're men. I didn't say that. That's what they do. And that's what they believe. As if to say God made mistakes, right? Which I have yet to see one that he has made. It just doesn't happen that way. We're all fearfully and wonderfully created by the Lord God of heaven who doesn't make mistakes. But going back to this, the San Francisco police claim that Brinken, the homosexual activist and the human rights icon, was using the email address blank, blank, blank to view images of children as young as perhaps 1 year old being sodomized and performing oral sex on adult men, accompanied by highly racist commentary. Did you hear what I said? Highly racist commentary. Now, keep in mind, Larry Brinken's a white man. Comments included, I love especially the blank, 2-year-old getting nailed, little black girl. Hope you'll continue so I can see what the little blonde, speaking of another little baby, is going to get. He said, white power, white supremacy, white blank rules. On May 8th, the San Francisco Police Department was contacted regarding Brinken's alleged illegal activity. Investigators secured a search warrant on his home where he lives with his husband and son. They seized items from his house, including computers, videos, VHS tapes, and a floppy disk. Police later determined Brinken received emails and sent 2 reply emails containing child pornography. But for some reason, Brinken was released on bail. Then on August 8th, the San Francisco Police Department seized additional computers belonging to Brinken, which he had allegedly, again, here comes the word allegedly, contained dozens of images of child pornography, according to the district attorney. Police arrested Brinken again and booked him on child pornography. By the way, the word means porno. It means harlot, pornia, charges. And after the first arrest, police lodged a second list of charges in September based on new evidence. Brinken was charged with 4 counts of possessing child pornography and 2 counts of distributing it, which is even more serious. stated to San Francisco Weekly. Boy, every once in a while they'll let it out, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, so maybe if you're asking yourself, like I am, what was the court's verdict? Where's he been jailed? I even took the time, again, to call the police department to ask the questions, all to no avail. They said, as a matter of fact, the dispatch operator said to me that they did have no idea as to what the outcome was. So if we want to go ahead and just jump over to the next guy here, homosexual human rights commissioner, founder Terrence Patrick Bean, arrested for rape of a 15-year-old boy. If you'd like to see that, go to Sons of Liberty Media. It's on the front page. You can see a 2-minute, 2-second video of him palling around with none other than Barack Hussein Obama. And I also want people to understand that if you think pedophile rings in Washington, D.C., or something that are contrived, you are sadly mistaken. You might want to do a little homework. Go to Conspiracy of Silence on a Google search. Conspiracy of Silence. See the crimes that are committed against these little people, our children, by politicians. And if you want to know why we are where we're at today, because they are compromised men. That's why. Yesterday I had shared with you, friends, that Brian Bender of the Boston Globe, go ahead and Google him, had him on the radio. And he shared with us that the ICE did an ICE investigation, what they did is they actually dove right into an investigation concerning the Defense Department of the United States of America, and they found out that 5,000 employees who were busted, by the way, 5,000 employees who were busted during that ICE investigation were actually downloading child pornography. Now, keep in mind, those are the ones that were caught. Defense Department of the United States of America, 5,000 of them were busted. They brought this to the Attorney General, the criminal himself, Eric Holder. He said that they didn't have the resources to investigate. No, because these are all compromised men. They're easily controlled because they got dirt on them, right? See how that works? Going over to the Human Rights Commissioner, we find that yet another high-profile gay activist has been arrested for homosexual assault on a child. Why are children always at the end of their aim? Oh, Bradley, that's not always the case. No, I do understand that there's an effeminate homosexual, and I also do understand that there is a stronger version of the homosexual.
Right.
The masculine version of the homosexual. Is this about the sickest, most twisted...
Yeah.
I mean, making distinction between the two of them,
yeah,
because they don't know the difference. I desire their redemption, friends, but that is their choice. Now, my point is this. When we talk about yet another high-profile gay activist who's been arrested for homosexuality and pedophilia crimes concerning children, we don't have to go too far to look at the schools to see what's going on in the NEA. And I'm going to talk about that right on the other side of the break. Be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about Human Rights Commissioner founder Terrence Patrick Bean, who was arrested just this last week for the rape of a 15-year-old boy. I was talking about the educational system. We know that the NEA has a homosexual caucus. That wasn't good enough. The American people didn't take that serious. Now they have something called the Drag Queen Caucus. On a weekly basis in this country, you can see probably 1 to 2 to 3 violations towards our kids from teachers. Now, this is absolutely, we're talking about our kids here. Now, just so you understand, again, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. I want you to understand where this came from. On April of 2013, Obama spent $350 million. He reallocated your tax dollars to basically splurge on sexual indoctrination concerning the curriculums for your children if you have your kids in public schools. Isn't that crazy? Oh, and if you think this is just contrived, again, let me just bring that to closure really quick, because I want you to hear carefully Feldblum. Her name is Chai Feldblum. She was a Barack Hussein Obama equal commissioner for employment opportunity, again, appointed by Barack Hussein Obama himself. She said, "I believe granting liberty to gay people advances a compelling government interest. That such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance to a societal statement of equality are permitted to flourish." In other words, we must shut up opposition. "And hence that a law that permits no individual exceptions based on religious beliefs will be the least restrictive means of achieving the goal of liberty for gay people."
Yep.
That is a dangerous, dangerous place to put yourself. And I also wanted people to understand who Elena Kagan is. She is also known. She's the one that was appointed to the Supreme Court. She never judged a case a day in her life. She's a radical lesbian, and she's known for attacking your military at Harvard, and she's also known for queerifying Harvard. Just thought I would share that.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, too, is even children know what's right and what's wrong. The Lord likened unto, you know, entering the kingdom of heaven unto a child. We have to have a childlike faith. We have to have trust in the Lord. And even when you tell a child, every kid knows that, you know, every child has a daddy and a mommy. It's very simple and plain for them to see. And the perversion of the whole thing is that you look at a, you know, two women, for example, that are trying to act like men. They got the short hair, you know, they got the kind of tougher attitude, yet they despise men, but they act out what a man would act out. And then you look at the men, and the perversion there is they don't like women, obviously. They burn in their lust one towards another, as the Bible talks about, but yet they take on this feminism where they try to act like women. So when you look at the perversion of what's there, as you mentioned earlier, Bradley, God did not make any mistakes. When he created in the garden, he created Adam and Eve. He gave the woman to the man to be the helpmate, and those
you
two.
You can't have a child any other way.
Exactly. And he gave them, I said, be fruitful and multiply. And that was what we were supposed to do. And when you look at it, that was God ordained, God's perfect plan.
And that's exactly what the enemy of men's souls, all, not just some, even those that play these little minions, you need to understand that that is his war, and it's always against God. It always is in his moral law. Interestingly enough, a lesbian couple found guilty of boy's murder. A 4-year-old boy died after he was brutally assaulted when he refused to call his mother's lesbian lover daddy.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Are you starting to understand how this works, friends? A 4-year-old boy died after he was brutally assaulted when he refused to call his mother's lesbian lover daddy. We've talked in the past about self-inflicted hate crimes, where they themselves have been busted creating and contriving their own crimes only to blame heterosexuals. It shows you that the war within themselves, it shows you how vicious they are towards anybody that does not agree with their lifestyle. This is a self-inflicting crime is what it is. And let's go back to this, though, just to stay on par here. Homosexual Human Rights Commissioner founder Terrence Patrick being arrested for rape of a 15-year-old boy. Detectives from the Portland Police Sex Crimes Unit arrested Portland developer Terrence Patrick Bean on Wednesday on a Lane County indictment stemming from alleged sex abuse involving teenage boys in 2013. Bean, 66, interesting, Larry was 66,
yep. Mm-hmm.
A prominent gay rights activist and major Democratic Party fundraiser, that's irrelevant here, was arrested at his home in Southwest Portland and booked in the Multnomah County Detention Center at 10:12 in the a.m. The indictment charges Bean with two counts of third-degree sodomy, a felony, and one count of third-degree sexual abuse, a misdemeanor, police said. Bean, who bailed out of jail by late Wednesday afternoon, will be arraigned on the indictment in Lane County. The alleged incident involved a sexual encounter in Eugene with a 15-year-old boy. Bean had been one of the state's biggest Democratic donors and influential figures in the gay rights circle in the state. He helped found two major national political groups, the Human Rights Campaign and the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, and has been a major contributor for several Democratic presidential candidates, including Barack Hussein Obama. And he is also a close friend of former Governor Barbara Roberts. Folks, I can go on, and 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 I can go on with the crimes. We can go over to Dan Savage. Dan Savage is also appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. He's the one that said he wanted to blank the blank out of Rick Santorum a couple years back. He thought that was really cute. He's also the individual that he basically was asked to do a conference in Oregon, the state of Oregon, where it was a journalism course. What was he doing there for that? But interestingly enough, the first thing he did was pick up the Bible, start to call the Bible a bunch of BS, of course, because it stands contrary to his sinful, hateful lifestyle. Crimes against nature, Romans 1:24. You understand why it's called crimes against nature now, right? But interestingly enough, you weren't told about all the kids that stood up and walked out. He's also the man that said concerning his political opposition that he wants to see them dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. That is the very definition of a hate crime, by the way, concerning James Byrd. Just thought I'd share. He told on himself. He's also the sick-minded individual who wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. You want to talk about daring the justice of God? This individual is doing just that. He's also the guy that licks door handles, I kid you negative, do your homework, to make sure that his political opposition gets sick. It shows you what's going on inside of their minds, friends. And it shows you how far and how willing they are to go to have it at, well, their cost and their way, at all costs, I should say. Mm-hmm. He's also the individual who was asked about abortion. And he said that, you know, abortion should be mandated for 30 years. There's too many blank GD people on the globe, he said. I suggest that we start with you then.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, and folks, I do want to just highlight this a little branch off the conversation we're having right now. I want you to understand, friends, that this global overpopulation is a bunch of baloney.
You ever been in an airplane before?
I have.
Yeah, and when you open the airplane, what do you see? Do you see, like, billions and billions of people? Or do you see, like...
For about 2 to 3 minutes, it's nothing but city, and then all of a sudden, it's nothing but farms spread all across the country,
land,
little by little.
Yeah, land everywhere. I mean, you're up in that airplane, all you can see is these squares. They almost look like little Legos, you know, these squares of land. There is a huge amount of land from wherever you go when you're flying around.
I guess God is failing the test there, too, according to these people, right?
You know... There's no winning. Yeah, there's no winning with some of these people. But
well, these are also the people that said there's a global warming issue, too, right?
Yeah, I'd like to take a stop in Minnesota and talk all about it. Well, didn't their global warming meeting get canceled
in Washington, D.C.? Yeah, there's a snowstorm. Yeah, which never happened.
Don't tell me God doesn't have a sense of humor.
Oh, he does.
I mean, oh, yeah, let's get together.
But I don't believe he's playing. I believe he's waking the people up to the stupidities that they're allowing on a global scale. So, anyways, friends, I just want to get back to this because I want people to understand this isn't a game. This is headline news right now. I want to say it one more time. Human Rights Commissioner founder Terrence Patrick Bean arrested for rape of a 15-year-old boy, homosexual, HRC. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch a 2-minute and 2-second video, which is right up on top of the... a scroll there. It's not on the scroll. It's right below the scroll on featured news. And it's got a picture of the one that appointed him, none other than Barack Hussein Obama. And you can watch 2 minutes and 2 seconds of him and Barack Hussein Obama palling around.
You can tell a lot about a person by who he hangs out
with. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
There's just no denying. I mean, there's so much rotten fruit on this tree. I mean, take your pick. You can choose wherever you want to go. But if you need another slap in the face to show you what the truth is, I mean, if you just don't see the light every time you look at the sun, then I'm sorry.
Well, I think some people could be transported to the sun and they still wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Because usually what it comes down to when we're talking about this issue, it's interesting how many people will say, well, I know someone that's gay. Oh, okay. Are you loving on that individual that's gay? As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. No. I'm just kind of working through with them. No. You can't work through with these people. They made a choice.
And what's going to happen with that homosexual friend or lesbian friend that you say that you love?
Ends up
what's going to happen when they stand before God on Judgment Day? They're going to wish they really had a true friend on earth who told them the truth.
That's right. And I also believe it's a lack of professed Christianity on the behalf of those that say they love those homosexuals. Mm-hmm. Well, if you love them, then love them and love on them the way Christ loved on them.
And tell them what God says.
That's right.
And
if not, and they do end up in hell, I just hope that on that final day, that Judgment Day, that you find yourself on a really small camel and a big eye of a needle so you can fit through it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and the Bible talks about how if you do not warn your brother, the Bible says, owe no man anything. Basically, your job is to give people the truth. But if you know of someone who's in blatant sin and you remain silent, guess what? If that person perishes, that blood is on your hands because you are responsible and accountable for the truth that you know. So let that be a word to someone listening out there. If you know someone who is in blatant sin, homosexuality, whatever.
Love on them. Tell them the truth.
Give them the truth because that blood will be required of you and on your hands if you don't.
Ezekiel 3:3, Ezekiel 33. I also want to give you this one. 2 Chronicles 19:10 states, and whatsoever cause shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandment, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them that they trespass. trespass, not against the Lord. Take that to the New Testament, Luke 12:4. Going back to 2 Chronicles 19:10. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren. Do this and you shall not trespass. In other words, warn them of their sin before a just and a holy God. You are obligated, Christian. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, coming for our last segment, Hour 1.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I will take your phone call if you stick to the topic, friends, or it has something to do with as to what the topic is. Leviticus 19:17. Listen carefully, friends. This is a love that America is foreign to today. I guess back in the 60s, they used to love each other enough to tell each other the truth. Now, if you tell them too much truth, they want to get a lawyer and they want to sue you. But let's go back to Leviticus 19:17, okay? This is what it says. It says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Now listen carefully. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin to be upon him.
Amen.
Wasn't David?
It's very foreign.
Oh, my goodness. And that's why Christ was crucified right there, because it was a love that uncovered and told men the truth regardless if they liked it or not. And the point is, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. How is he going to convict until someone actually gives forth the truth?
Yeah, when was the last time you ever heard that scripture verse quoted on a Sunday morning service by your pastor?
Oh, you don't want to offend the
flock. Or any pastor, for that matter.
Well, the difference is Moses and Aaron.
Yep.
Okay? If you want a God that looks just like you and say, and, hey, let's take off our gold earrings, our gold off our necklaces, our bracelets, so on and so forth. And we say, hey, these be our gods. You go before us. Well, that's fine, but you're going to get in a lot of trouble, and you're going to have war within the gate. And rest assured, that's exactly what you're going to have. Just ask Joshua. Just ask the children of Israel. But if you want to wait for Moses and actually take heed to what he had to say and what he is saying today, I'll tell you what, it's a good place to be.
Yeah,
because it will not tolerate the golden calf.
That's right. And as Dietrich Bonhoeffer rightfully said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man, and he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. And that's the difference between a Moses and an Aaron, is a Moses genuinely loves you with Christ love and fears God more than the people, not desiring to have a large offering or a large congregation, but desiring to bring forth the truth. Aaron says, listen, I want to people please, make sure we got, you know, right amount of tithe coming in and everything. And he withholds the truth for the sake of keeping a larger, you know, audience, a larger congregation. Which one is God's man? Is
it
Moses
we see that.
Or Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah, we see that. That's why you're seeing the signs that say all welcome. That's right. They all are welcome. But when they come in, they're changed by the Holy Ghost and they come back changed, right? That's exactly right. Go back to the 1800s or go back to the Puritans, friends, and before, you'll find that it took 2 to 3 years before people were proven to be a part of the church body. Now you're seeing these hirelings in the pulpits like, oh, no, everybody's welcome. Come on in, man. Go ahead and corrupt the church, you know? Yet we're not to bring that which is defiled into the church. And interestingly enough, that's exactly what we've seen, or the hire of a whore or a dog. And again, people are not making the distinction. So anyways, in saying that, let's cross-reference that really quick. It says in Matthew 18:15, if your brother or sister sins, violates God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. Luke 17:3, so watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sin against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. That's where America needs to wake up right there. Oh, well, you're supposed to forgive everybody. Whoa, wait a second. There were those that crucified Christ, that judgment fell upon their head, friends. Do your homework. Was it in Christ's heart to have aught against them? Of course not. But they were the ones that rejected them. Christ did not reject them. They rejected Christ. And we see that judgment fell upon Israel. 1,100, this is old English, 1,100,000 of them were crucified on the walls. Remember they said, your blood be upon us, Jesus? And our sons and our daughters, remember that? Well, that's exactly what happened. Do your homework and know what you're talking about scripturally before you say stupid things like, well, you don't want to hold unforgiveness towards anybody. Well, that's true. That is totally true. I totally agree with that. Don't carry their junk, right? I get that. But scripture tells us to watch yourselves, Luke 17:3. If your brother or sister sin against you, rebuke them. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, Proverbs 27, right? And if they repent, it says in Luke 17:3, then forgive them. Let's go to 1 John 2:9. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother or sister is still in darkness. So it is love to tell them the truth. And as a matter of fact, when you go to Romans 13, the Bible tells us love worketh no ill. You're exactly right, because love warns men to flee from the wrath to come. What was the message that Jesus gave to his apostles besides going out there and preaching to the world the gospel? He said, go and preach the kingdom of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is the part everybody stumbles on. Why? Because he's a rock of offense to the disobedient. But let me go back to this. 1 John 2:9. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother or sister is in darkness. 1 John 2:11. But anyone who hates his brother, remember, love tells the truth, hate does not. A brother or sister is in darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. That's exactly right. And who is the light of man? Jesus Christ. Who is the author and the finisher of our faith? Jesus Christ. Going over to 1 John 3:15, anyone who hates his brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. So, in saying all that to say this, friends, because I love, it's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. It is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God, not just the half. You know, you've heard them preachers say, you know, we're not under the law anymore. We're not under grace. Well, what drove you to grace? The law did. Galatians 3:24. Psalm 19:7. Oh, you know, we're just that Old Testament. Doesn't matter. No, that's the very character of God. Isn't it interesting when you open up the book of Matthew, what's the first thing that you read? The genealogy of a what? All the old patriarchs.
Yep.
So, it is not love and it is not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God. It is better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. Nowhere. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. Amen. Hallelujah. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. Read James 5 concerning the prophets. There's only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And I say this, Paul said this, God forbid, he said, God forbid that he should withhold the cross in his preaching. He said, I'm crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me. And the proclamation of the gospel is the power of God unto salvation for preaching the truth, not withholding it. Just read the book of Acts.
That's right. And Martin Luther said, peace if possible, truth at all costs. You know, a lot of times people say, well, we're just trying to keep the peace and not rock the boat. It's a false peace.
That's right.
You know, if I take a room and...
It's like the Muslims saying it's a peaceful religion. Is it?
Yeah.
No, convert or die.
That's right. The fruit of their religion demonstrates how peaceful it is. But if I went into a room and I say, listen, I want to clean up this room, I'm just going to, you know, sweep everything under the carpet and under the rug, that's not truly cleaning. A lot of times people say, well, I don't really want to rock the boat and I don't want to, you know, cause contention and so on and so forth. Well, listen, if you say that the room's clean, you shoved everything underneath the rug, nothing really got cleaned as it should. You know, if you have tension between a brother or a sister, it's because you've got things that are unspoken. You need to speak forth the truth in love, and that will cause peace, true peace, to happen, whether it be in your family or your relationships or whatever the case may be.
America, your enemy knows that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're not doing anything peacefully. They're doing it unlawfully, aren't they?
That's right.
And are they asking for permission? Absolutely not. Listen, it was in a righteous sense, as what the founder of the Salvation Army rightly said, William Booth. He said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. There's no getting around it. Let me go to Jude 1:3, New Testament. Beloved, those that are loved of God, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
That's right. We have to make sure that we are contending. You know, John Calvin said, a dog barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet remain silent. We have a job to do.
Contend means to actually struggle to surmount or to conquer.
That's right. And
in Christ.
At the close of this first hour here, I want to just say, for those who are looking for the truth, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. All the articles that are up there are going to give you hope. Yes, we're going to tell you what the problems are, but we're going to give you the answers found in Christ. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to donate to be able to support what you guys are doing. This is Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for this and I'm thankful for that. You know, I was just looking at a website and I was going at the store and I was looking at all the products that we have. And it's like, we have so many different products for people who say, I don't know how to reach out to people. You know, Christmas is coming. I don't know what to say. Listen, don't say anything. Give them a comic book.
Amen.
Give them a DVD.
Give us your
book.
Opinion.
That's right.
Right.
Say, listen, I listen to this guy on the radio. I value your opinion on this.
Why do you talk so quick?
I don't know, because I'm just quickened, I guess.
Okay.
You know, rather than being sluggish and saying,
no, I like it. I like it. I just want to, sometimes people say, can you slow down?
I don't mean to talk quick. But if you are looking for some good Christmas items this season and say, listen, how can I spread the message of the gospel and really do something for Christ this year? After all, it is Christmas. Yeah. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, visit the store, make a donation. There's several ways that you can further the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Greatly appreciate you, folks. Hour two coming up on the other side of this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Next week, we're going to start playing some Christmas music, and we'll have Stephanie sing.
I love it.
It's my favorite.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.